Welcome, movie fans, to another podcast episode of Bint Cinema with Nathan Box. Our special movie correspondent on Left of Straight Podcasts shares his thoughts in movie reviews, actor profiles, and best of or worst of lists for all things cinema. Nathan knows his stuff, so grab some popcorn and get ready to go to the movies, right here on Bint Cinema.
Well, hey everyone, welcome back to Bent Cinema, our fantastic movie reviews, and we talk about all sorts of things with our very special guest correspondent. Mr. Nathan Box is back in house, all the way from beautiful downtown Seattle, Washington. Nathan, how are we doing today, sir?
Pretty good. How are you, Scott?
I am amazing. You're reviewing a film, Problemista, we're going to go into a second. This is one time that I haven't got to see one of the films that we're talking about, so I'm excited to hear your take on it. Of course, I know all about Julio Torres, of course, Saturday Night Live and all his great things he's done before, but I did not know about this project at all, so I am looking forward to hearing your take on it. And let's get into Problemista, my friend. Why did we choose this movie?
Yeah, so this is another A24 feature, and so it's sort of a weird project, as you can imagine. This is sort of their bread and butter at this point in time. This was a 2023 release, but for some reason it's just now showing up here in the Seattle area. It is an odd movie, to say the least. It is... focuses on Alejandro, who is played by Julio, and he is an aspiring toy designer from El Salvador who's really struggling to bring his unusual ideas to life in New York. He loses his job and ends up working for Tilda Swinton's character. Her name is Elizabeth. So it ends up being this sort of a character study of these two individuals. What I think makes the movie sort of worth checking out is, you know, I'm not a parent, but, you know, parents create this sort of world and safety and security for their children. And you sort of hope for the best and you want them to go and chase their wildest dreams, but you are fully aware that outside of your care is a world of heartbreak, of ridicule, of sometimes impossible odds, but you push them out into that world hoping that you've sort of left a mark, and they do their absolute best and that their wildest dreams come true. So this film takes that framework of a sort of parent wishing their best for their child, and it adds another layer, which is Alejandro isn't just chasing his dreams as a toy designer, and he's not just trying to do that in sort of the rough and tumble world of New York City, but he's doing it as an immigrant, and he must keep his job, and he works at a cryogenic lab, and he has to keep his job or he can't stay in the country because he's here on a work visa. And he ends up losing this job because he accidentally unplugs one of these cryogenic chambers that Tilda Swinton's husband is frozen in. So they sort of have this run-in. Now, Tilda Swinton's character is, she is a bear. She is a Grinch. They call her a Hydra because she will always find something to yell about. She's sort of like a Karen in the way that she treats people who are in the customer services world. But Alejandro and her sort of gravitate to each other. And Tilda Swinton's character has this promise that she's made to her husband, which is that his art, and he's a painter, will be known to the world. And together, Alejandro and Tilda, or Elizabeth, start chasing down these paintings to have a showing. And their run-ins with other people are hilarious. Alejandro sort of functions as an Elizabeth whisperer. He often needs to, like, calm her down and translate her outburst for anyone who's in her crosshairs. And this makes it's a really fantastic comedic duo, or really really funny back and forth exchanges between the two. But this is not sort of a passive film experience. It sort of demands some engagement because we don't honestly know if they're going to reach the showing. And if they don't reach the showing, does that mean Alejandro's not going to get to stay in the country? So I really applaud the filmmakers for keeping the intrigue high. The film isn't without its challenges. I would have loved a little more background on Alejandro and his mother. We get some really deep flashbacks on Elizabeth and her partner. I would have loved they would have done a few more of those for Alejandro. For some people, and I'm one of them, Elizabeth's outburst may start to wear on you and get on your nerves. They certainly started to wear on me a little bit. So you'll have to sort of approach that with a level of patience. And this movie is really funny. I would have loved a few more like dramatic moments to really ground these characters, but still, this is a film I'd recommend because in a cinematic world, it's sort of struggling to produce adult-oriented comedies. This one satisfies in a lot of ways. So I think it's worth the film checking out. If it's not heading to a theater near you, stream it when possible.
Let's go ahead and let the viewers and listeners take a quick listen and look at the film, play the trailer for you, because like I said, it's very quirky, very funny, and we'll play the trailer and talk about the other side, okay? All right, and here is Problemista with Julio Torres, starring, directing, and writing. Back on the other side.
This is the story of Alejandro. He immigrated to the most competitive place on Earth to become a world-famous toy designer.
I'm actually from El Salvador.
Pupusas?
Yes.
And those nuns they killed in the 80s?
Right.
You think this lady can sponsor you?
I mean, we'll see.
Hijo, nadie te va a deportar.
No, pero acá sí.
Como si el gobierno le ha puesto un reloj de arena. Y grano por grano ves cómo se te va acabando el tiempo antes de poder encontrar.
Para completar esta llamada, favor de agregar más minutos.
You need cash.
Hi, can I ask you a question about your hair?
Wait, I mean, this sucks so much for you.
I need to get paid.
Maybe freelance?
Pronto, rapido.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Leave.
Ale! You seem so convinced this is gonna work out.
Ya vamos a ver, todo tiene solución.
And remember, it's everything or everything.
According to my calculations, that is not the amount I should have in my account.
What balance were you expecting?
Zero would be great. Just get me to zero.
And we are back. That was Problemista, written, starring, and directed by Julio Torres. You might remember him from Saturday Night Live. He did a fun project with Fred Armisen called Los Spookies on HBO, I believe it was. And a very interesting actor. And I'm looking forward to seeing this. So I like your recommendations on there. What was your kind of key takeaways that you really stuck with you as far as funny moments or?
Oh, well, I mean, this may be Tilda Swinton at her absolute funniest. I mean, she's been in a lot of like Wes Anderson projects and she's done really well there and she's really funny in those, but she really stretches her wings here. And man, some of her outbursts at the beginning of the film, they will take you back, but she's relentless. She will argue until she gets what she feels like she deserves. And when you sort of uncover that of like why she is doing this, because she's made a promise to her husband and she will go to great lengths to try to fulfill this promise. And sort of that love and connection I found really interesting. That's something that will stay with me. I think Julio has got a really bright future in this industry. I'm really starving, and I think audiences are probably starving too for just more comedies. And I think we need more comedic actors sort of stepping forward with great scripts and production companies and distributors who are willing to get those comedies out there. But if nothing more, this is a film that proves that adult comedies are wanted and needed, and is the space that's sort of missing in the Cineplex.
Did you ever happen to see, I mean, I love Tilda Swinton. I think she's an amazing actress. Everything she does, she can play every character part so well. Do you ever see Tilda Swinton Answers an ad on Craigslist?
I have not, but I want to find that immediately.
When you have a chance, I want you to go look for it. I believe it's still on YouTube. A friend of mine, Byron Lane, he's a great author. He wrote The Big Gay Wedding last year, the year before. He wrote, he was actually the personal assistant to Carrie Fisher, and he wrote a book all about being a personal assistant to a star like Carrie Fisher. Great writer. So he wrote this little short called Tilda Swinton Answers an Ad on Craigslist. It stars Tom Lenk, he was on Buffy the Vampire Player, and he's kind of fun on Instagram, but he plays Tilda in drag, and it's all about him. She kind of plays a modern day Mary Poppins who finds this depressed gay man on Craigslist and inspires and wants to dissect his life and help make it all better for him. He's playing it as a life, as a real play, and I think there's like shorts on it on YouTube, so you got to look for that. But it's an amazing Tilda Swinton piece. I love it.
I'm gonna go look that up as soon as we're done here.
I think it's fantastic. Like I said, great actress, and I'm intrigued with Julio. I knew about him from behind the scenes. I didn't really know too much about him. I'd love to get him on for an interview. I'm gonna have to reach out to him and see if he can come back and talk to us about it, because he seems just like, and I can't believe he's 37 years old. What does he look, 12 in this thing or something? Yeah, crazy.
Mean, he has been graced with the Paul Rudd gene. The guy looks really young.
I don't think that was any film magic. He just looks young, too. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in our fantastic Nathan Box scale of 1 to 5, what do we give Problemista?
Yeah, I give it a 3 out of 5. I think it's an average movie, but I still think it's worth checking out because it does some really unique things. I try to watch everything that A24 puts out because I just think they take a lot of chances, and we need to sort of tip our hats to production companies and studios that are taking chances and trying something new beyond, you know, superheroes flying around on the big screen in spandex. Like, this is something new, and it deserves to be checked out and talked about and debated, and if for nothing more to get other people interested.
There you go. A good solid 3. That's good. That's a movie you want to see, and I'm definitely going to go see it. I appreciate you as always. If you guys haven't seen Nate on Bent Cinema, check out our past episodes. We're lucky to have him 2 times a month here on Left to Straight Podcast. Otherwise, he is always on his amazing website, Nate the World. Let everyone know where they can find you on your website and anything new and exciting going on in that area right now.
Yeah, so my website is natetheworld.com, and all my social media channels are at natetheworld. My website is celebrating its 15th anniversary, so we're doing a lot of special stuff this year, a lot of special posts, and we will be relaunching the website and doing some reflection pieces. So I've been writing a lot and really thinking about it. One of the most challenging pieces I'm working on is I'm trying to construct a list of my 15 favorite movies of all time, and I am finding it an impossible task.
Well, I think we're luckily enough, I think you're going to go over a couple of those with us on your next episode this month. So I'm looking forward to see what your picks are for the upcoming season. If you guys missed our review of last season, Nathan, I think we recorded that just like 3 days before the Academy Awards, and your picks were like about 95 to 100% on all your picks. So pretty darn impressive. So you need to follow Nate and Nate the World, Nathan and natetheworld.com. It's a fantastic website. I appreciate it as always, my friend. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right. We'll see you the next time right here on Bent Cinema on Left to Straight Podcast. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap on another Bent Cinema podcast. Thanks as always to Nathan Box, who joins us twice a month here on Left of Straight Podcasts. Be sure to give us a thumbs up or 5-star review wherever your podcasts are distributed. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.